rabbi, the Pope, and the ghost of Jeff Beck. Walk in to the Pope.
You wanted to see us, Daddy?
I did, darling. It seems ages since we've had a family summit meeting.
I'll just grab my phone.
Oh, some summit meeting, Pops. It's you laying down the law and the rest of us having to obey it or getting threatened with the loss of our trust fund.
Oh, Tarquin, must you? You know how you're trying to sound as though you were brought up in the same squalid ghetto that gave us Meghan Markle gives me a rash. I wonder if you have any conception of how much your father has had to spend on dermatologists.
A stupid white boy's name, Tarquin. I've shortened it to Tark163.
What does 163 mean? I'd love to think it's an homage to me, but I was actually born in March, which would make it 363.
It's just a number, you know what I'm saying? You always have to be so analytical.
Further, it seems to me that you've removed one syllable and then added four. How, in your view, does that constitute shortening?
Well, I ain't the genius in the family, am I?
Hang on.
Which provides a perfect lead-in to this evening's topic. Tarquin, you will recall our having discussed that your sister has been accepted at Queen's College.
Well, in the words of my man Leonard Cohen, in every X Factor contestant ever, hallelujah.
You were such a sweet little sprog, Tarquin. So kind to everyone, so thoughtful.
Hang on.
Do you remember when you insisted on my inviting your little classmate with cerebral palsy to your 10th birthday party?
Hang on.
What was his name?
Oh, we be calling him Spaz. As for sarcasm, I'm overcome by remorse, Grandmother. But let's get back to little Miss Hers Don't Smell, who doesn't even look up from her phone. So many minus texts to send and read, so little time. Isn't that right, sister?
Hang on. Almost finished.
Queens admits only one of 22 girls who apply. And 81% of those who are admitted and who graduate go to Oxbridge. Your sister is unmistakably gifted.
What be so special about Oxbridge?
Ox Tarquin rhymes with socks and fox. Oxbridge, as in Oxford and Cambridge.
Oh, I stand corrected, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was Ox rhymes with...
Oh, I can't bear this.
Hang on.
In one more minute, I'm going to swim several laps in our indoor pool and pretend my adorable boy hasn't turned into a ghastly little bug.
The problem with Queen's College is that it's pricey. £20,685 per year.
Why don't you sell the swimming pool, you know what I'm saying, Grandmother?
Oh, of course you'd deprive me of that which I most enjoy doing.
We're not selling the pool, Tarquin, be assured of that. But we are selling something else. One of your kidneys.
You whack. You must be tripping. You be hearing this, sister?
Hang on. Let me finish this.
One can get along perfectly well with a single kidney. I have a buyer in our Dubai office. The price he's agreed will see your sister through 2 years at Queen's, after which we might have to ask for a lung or even a cornea. Pope Francis had one removed as a teenager and went on to become Sovereign Pontiff, Bishop of Rome and the head of the worldwide Catholic Church, as which he is seen by 1.3 billion Catholics the world over as God's go-between with humanity.
Oh, you are definitely whack.
Leo Fender, the namesake of the famous brand of electric guitar, had only one eye. James Joyce, another monovisual.
Oh, I am heavily into Jim.
Hang on.
Finnegan's Wake and banging.
French impressionist Edgar Degas' pastel drawing Danseuse au Repos sold at Sotheby's for $17.6 million in 1999. His Little Dancer sculpture sold at Christie's in 2022 for a record $41.6 million. another one-eyed genius.
Why don't you get him to pay for Sis's education?
Hang on, just got a text from Tabitha.
Don't be a complete wally, boy. Dagar is quite dead, and has been since 1917.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss, know what I'm saying?
You'll be doing something lovely for all humankind, Tarquin. Your sister's particular interest is in the study of the genetic makeup and molecular characteristics of tumours.
Hang on.
The World Economic Forum's blog calls precision oncology best new weapon to defeat cancer. Didn't it, darling?
Hang on. Almost finished.
You know, I'd love to keep conversating with y'all, but I'm hungry.
It ain't exactly healthy, full of cholesterol, but Lord, is it delicious, and eating it's a ball. That vegan stuff, don't get it, use it and I cry. You got to use real butter when you make a butterfly. And I'd as over 90 now, now when you call the bride, but nobody in town can make a better butterfly. The doctor said if you don't die, you will die. All I ate for months was celery and butter pie.
Run from your lifestyle.
Pater was played by Stephen Lanigan O'Keefe, Grandmother by Jules Shevlin, Rubella by Vanessa McCauley, and Tarquin by me, John Mendelsohn.
Of the Deaf Chef, who beckoned Jeff?
Another one-eyed genius.